Josh Mills gives me a lesson in salmon. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
So here's a funny thing. Did you know that salmon and steelhead down migrate backwards? So they face upstream on their migration, the juveniles on their way out to sea. They swim backwards. They just kind of butt their way down the entire system. So a journey that used to take upwards of a week, now it takes a month and a half or more, depending on water temperatures. And then they're just plucked off one by one by these enhanced predator situations. I just think they're the most resilient species. We have done everything to try and screw them up and give them a crap chance. And then you look at it and you go, they're still there. They're still fighting against it. I mean, there's water temperatures in the 70s right now, and they're still pushing upstream. That drive to replace themselves is endless. And if we just get out of their stinking way, you look at also the economic impact of fishing and stuff like that. There's a place at the end of the road where the Grand Ronde dumps into the Snake. It's called Heller Bar. Very famous place for salmon and steelhead. Really big for steelhead fishing. And you want to know about what the economics of the sport fishery, it could be in a good year. You go on a good year, that big, massive parking lot on the bend right as the Grand Ronde dumps in is loaded with hundreds and thousands of dollars of boats and trailers and campers and all the things that are associated with a good fishery. And you talk about economic impact. It's incredible.
If only we could start all over again. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.